Our scripture lesson for this morning, printed on your bulletin, is taken from St. Paul's letter to the pastor Titus, the third chapter, beginning with verse 4. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. Many years ago, I sat across from a man in his living room at his coffee table, and he wanted to join our church. By his own admission, he hadn't been to church for over 40 years. He was in his 60s now. And in my discussion with him, I decided to ask him two of the most important questions that anybody can ever be asked. The first question was this: if you died tonight, what do you think would happen to you? And he thought about it, and he said, well, I'd like to think that I'd go to heaven, I guess. And I said, are you sure? He said, well, I'm pretty sure, pretty confident I'd go to heaven. And then I asked him, on what basis do you expect that God will let you into heaven? God is certainly the one that decides that. So on what basis would you expect he'll let you into heaven? And he thought about it and he said, well, I've tried to be a pretty good person. I've lived a pretty decent life. I've never cheated on my wife. I've never robbed a bank. He went on and on, all the things that he had never done bad. And he said, I'd like to think that I've lived a good enough life that God would say, you can come on into heaven. In a sense, he was trying to kind of build a bridge based on his life to try to get to God, to try to get to heaven. This is a very natural thing for us in our minds and in our hearts. We naturally think, if God's going to let me into heaven someday, I have to live a certain way. I have to do certain things. And when I die, then hopefully I've done enough that God will take me into heaven. And so we kind of are building this bridge from us up to God. It's a very common natural thought based upon how good we are. But notice what St. Paul says to Titus. He says, we cannot build our hope of getting to heaven based upon the works of righteousness that we have done. That means the good things in our life that we think we've done that we could offer to God. If we're really honest with ourselves and look at ourselves in the mirror of God's law, in his commandments, we realize we have failed constantly in our lives. If God were to try to base having us come into heaven based on how good we are and what we've done, not a single one of us would have any hope of that. Just think of the lies we've told and the lust we've had in our hearts and the greed and how self-centered we can be. You can go on and on. So if we think we're going to build our way to God and build a bridge from me to God to get into heaven, it's going to collapse. It will never make it. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. About 8 years ago, the I-35 bridge collapsed up in Minneapolis. And there were, I believe it was 13 people who were killed, 145 people injured. It was quite a horrible day. They've already started, or they right away started building a new bridge. It was done within a year. That bridge, which is now about 7 or 8 years old, is already showing signs of rust. There are close to 3,000 bridges in the state of Minnesota. The concern is that more than half of them are in need of serious repair. So something our country's going to have to start to address with its infrastructure. Anybody who thinks spiritually that they're going to build their way to heaven by how good their life is creating a bridge that's already faulty, that's going to fall apart. And God knows this about us. So he has taken it on himself to build the bridge. To build the bridge from heaven to you, from heaven to us. And he's done this through the work of his Son, sending our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into the world to take on human flesh, become a person like us, live a perfect life in our place, go and die on the cross in our place to pay for every sin that you and I have ever done. And God now forgives us all of our sins. And he says, whoever believes and trusts in the Savior will come to heaven. In fact, he says, you are now an heir of heaven when that happens. And one of the ways that God reaches down to us with this bridge from heaven and touches us in our lives, one of the ways is through his word, but it also comes to us through baptism. If you look at our text very closely, he talks about how God sends the Holy Spirit into our hearts to believe in Jesus, even through this wonderful gift of baptism. Listen to his words again. According to God's mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Today we are so honored and pleased to have Marissa's baptism. This is a wonderful day. And how glorious it is to see when God's beautiful bridge, his love and concern for us to take us to heaven, when that beautiful bridge touches down into a person's heart and life. Let us rejoice today in this wonderful gift from heaven. Amen.